This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. You've been seeing those higher prices for food, gas, and other essentials. Well, this morning, there's a new report. Consumer inflation slowed to 7.7% over the past year, easing some pressure on households and the economy. Hurricane Nicole hit Florida's east coast this morning, and although it was quickly downgraded to a tropical storm, it remains such a sprawling system that it's covered nearly the entire state while reaching into Georgia, the Carolinas, and Alabama. The AP's Donna Warder.
Robbie Berg of the National Hurricane Center says Nicole's winds have come down a bit, but it's still a large storm.
That large wind field is still producing storm surge problems along portions of the east coast of Florida, up into Georgia and South Carolina. And then even later today, we'll see some storm surge flooding in the Apalachee Bay area of Florida.
I'm Donna Warder.
They're still counting ballots after Tuesday's midterm election, so we don't yet know which party will be the majority in the House and in the Senate. Republicans are inching closer in the House. Control of the Senate rests on tight races in just a few states. The AP's Jennifer King.
In Arizona, Democratic candidates for the Senate and governorship had small but dwindling leads with hundreds of thousands of ballots still left to count. Nevada Senate candidates urged patience while both expressing optimism about their chances.
The numbers are there.
Republican Adam Laxalt sounded confident speaking with reporters Tuesday night.
We're going to take back Nevada and take back America.
The Senate majority could come down to a runoff in Georgia next month with neither candidate earning enough votes to win outright. On election night, Republican Herschel Walker urge supporters to hang in there.
We're here to win this election, are we not?
Senator Raphael Warnock said much the same.
Keep the faith and keep looking up.
Jennifer King, Washington.
This is AP News. The Taliban is banning women from gyms and parks in Afghanistan. A spokesperson says the ban was being introduced because people were ignoring gender segregation orders, and women were not wearing the required headscarf or hijab. The AP's Karen Shamas with more.
The move is the latest restriction that has seen the religious group crack down on women's freedoms since they took power more than a year ago. Ever since the Taliban overran Afghanistan last August, they have banned girls from middle school and high school and restricted women from taking on most jobs. They have also ordered women to wear head-to-toe clothing in public. The constant curtailing of women's liberties is a U-turn from their initial promises to the country that women's rights would be respected. I'm Karen Chamas.
The UN is condemning the ban, saying the Taliban is erasing women from public life. A spokesperson says, "We call on the Taliban to reinstate all rights." I'm Rita Foley, AP News.